Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Prescott's in the gun on third and two. Handoff. Elliott trying to get up the middle. No! Prescott keeps it! He runs around the left end, and he bangs it into the touchdown! And a tremendous windmill spike!
Thank you, Brad Sham. It's Sean and RJ on your home of America's team, G-Bag. Judges, our morning show contest coming up at 9:40. We'll put Dawson maybe on the play-by-play, Bassick judging the technique. Maybe we'll Facebook Live it. Are we going to Facebook Live it, Roy? Or are we just going to throw it on the website?
Oh, we're going to put it up on Facebook Live. You got to go like the page. Facebook Live will give you a notification. It's going down on Facebook Live.
All right. Gavin Spittle's voice changing by the week. So we'll do that. Like the page, 105.3 The Fan, the burpee contest between Choppy and Roy, and tell us who you think is going to win. So yesterday, Cowboys annual golf outing, and I thought this was the most important comment when it comes to how Stephen Jones and the front office and coaches feel. The passing game will be different without 88 for sure, and maybe even without 82.
You know, you can do it a lot of different ways. I would submit to you there's, you know, less than a dozen true number one receivers in this league anyway, and teams win Super Bowls without them. So, you know, we've got a great new coach in Sanjay Lyle, and he's certainly fired up about going this direction. I know Scott is, and I know Dak is. It'll let him just sort of go back there and play the position. One of Dak's strongest points has been his progressions. He just likes to read through a progression, 1, 2, 3, 4, and, you know, he likes to do that and just get it to the right player rather than maybe have pressure to get it to a player.
So there's many things in there. This will now allow him, first off, whether it's intentional or not, it's another shot at Dez Bryant, kind of.
Oh, yeah. That's all they do.
It's all Steven does is take shots at Dez Bryant.
It's a punching bag.
And he would counter by saying, well, that would go for any number one wide receiver. They all want the ball. There's a certain amount of pressure that the quarterback feels to get them the rock. But he's saying here that Dak can now spread his wings. He can play freely. He can go through his progressions and find the right player versus someone barking at him to get him the football. Mm-hmm. And that certainly is something directed at 88, maybe even 82. I don't know. The question is going to be, how much better of a player is this going to make Dak Prescott that he's just going to go through his progressions, which I thought he did more so. I remember us giving a lot of credit to Dak for just going to the open guy. Didn't matter mm-hmm. who it was in year one. And then year two, we saw a lot of force feeding.
We did see a lot of force feeding, and we saw that with Matt Stafford, with Calvin Johnson. And when Calvin left, he got better, surprisingly.
Yes.
And that
shockingly,
it surprised me. I know it surprised you as well. And I'm sure it surprised more than just us. I don't know that's going to happen here. I don't know that, but I do know that if one of the things they've said is that Dak likes this, he likes precise routes. And if they get these precise route runners. And I remember Michael Irvin telling me that Troy Aikman would say to Mike, man, and Troy would be like, Mike, how did you, Troy, how'd you see me? And Troy's like, I didn't see you. He goes, I threw to a spot.
Yeah.
I know you're going to be there.
Right.
Troy wouldn't see a lot of these players that he threw the ball to. And maybe that's what Dak wants. He doesn't want to, I mean, he's throwing to a spot that he knows you're going to be at. This is not, you know, Romo had that improvisational style. Russell Wilson gets outside the pocket, and he waits for the play to develop more and waits for the defense to break down a little bit. And maybe that's not what Prescott wants. And if these guys are, quote-unquote, precise route runners, maybe that does make them better. I don't know if it's going to.
All that adding to the addition by subtraction storyline of Dez Bryant gone. Now, what about paying him? We're getting all this quarterback contract money. It's going to happen for Aaron Rodgers probably next. Here's Stephen Jones on paying Dak down the road.
When the time comes, you know, I know Dak's going to have a great year this year, and, you know, I hope it's up there. You know, it's going to be as he deserves. He was a fourth-round pick. No one deserves to get paid fairly more than he does. And we all see what some of the other guys are who aren't Aaron Rodgers, who aren't Matt Ryan. So, you know, he's going to do well. And we certainly know that's going to happen. And we've got that planned in our budgeting for the salary cap. And I just want Dak to go out and be MVP this year of the NFL. That's what I want. And then we'll nice deal with guys. That.
I want to know if that quote makes you cringe or gives you comfort. Cringe or comfort? I cringed. But I'm not going to fight you big time, unless your name is maybe RJ Choppy, if it gave you comfort in knowing that they realize the importance and value of the quarterback position. They've already made up their mind. They've already allotted for the future salary in the budget. Mm-hmm. I just cringe because my mind isn't made up yet. I feel.
Okay, so I was stunned when Broda said he has to do more to prove he's worth it.
Why? It's 2 years in.
But there you go. No, I understand that. But
two
like
2 years.
But what I'm saying is that he's clearly closer to getting an extension than he is to not.
I agree.
So that's what I'm surprised at, that he has to do more to prove he's getting an extension.
Well, I think he's...
Well,
how do you want to phrase it? Does he have to prove more to get an extension, or does he have to prove more to get $28 million? Bucky Brooks, by the way.
That's a different... Okay.
Yeah, so it depends how you phrase
it. Okay, that's fair. Now, I don't know that I would even pay $28 million. Like, to me, that's... I just can't wrap my... I'd pay $24, $25.
Okay, here's what Bucky Brooks said yesterday from NFL.com. Love him or hate him, Dak is about to break the bank. If Jimmy Garoppolo got $135 million over 5 years, Dak is definitely going to top that number. He might come in at $28 or $29 million per year. Now, I already heard you in my ear when I was reading this last night, because mm-hmm. you're going to say... If Jimmy Garoppolo got that, how can you fight? How can you argue that Dak Prescott shouldn't get at least that or more based upon their body of work?
Well, Jimmy's all projection still. I mean,
Dak is still projection. Chop.
He is a projection, but he's got 32 games of data where Jimmy doesn't.
All right, here's what I've been wanting to do to your data for a long time, because I'm sick and freaking tired of hearing about it. Number one, year one was a statistical fluke. He played well. Very good completion percentage. He was still a souped-up bus driver. The touchdown-to-interception ratio was a fluke. You know it. I know it. It'll never happen again. You keep on holding to these numbers, and you're going to keep on holding them out for the average and the mean. I get it. Year two, he played very well to start the season, okay? He threw for 268 and won against the Giants. They got worked by Denver. They struggled offensively against Arizona. He threw for 183 yards. Ram game, very good. 252-3. Green Bay, very good. 251-3. At San Francisco, bunch of bums and scrubs. 234-3. Fine. After the first six games, we're factoring in Zeke. We're obviously factoring in Tyron. At Washington, 143. Forget about going through all those games. They went through, and you always omit this, they went through the worst franchise stretch of offense in the history of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, they did.
The worst. Mm-hmm. So that is a major, major black mark. That's a major blunder. He threw for 143, then 249, then 176, then 145, then 179. These are must-win games down the stretch. Then 102. That Giant game, throw it out the window. You know it, and I know it. There were six-yard pass completions to Rod Smith. Dez Bryant caught a slant, broke it. They weren't any impressive throws, medium down the field. Then he threw for 212, 181, and 179. I'm sorry. You have to factor that in heavily when you look at giving him $25 to $27 million. My mind isn't made up yet. I'm more worried, RJ, about judging him with a weak supporting cast of receivers, which I think that they have now.
You're not allowed to judge year two more with more of a microscope than you are year one.
Okay.
You can't say year one was a fluke. And say year two is the truth.
The TD interception ratio was a fluke.
That's fine. I'm not discounting that. Yeah. The interceptions are never going to be that low. But you can't say that, hey, you know, this is what he did in year two. Year one was a fluke. This is what happened in year two.
I'm trying to factor in both. You try to dismiss the franchise, the all-time franchise bad stretch.
Again, you also have, like, it's the coincidence of not having Zeke and Tyron in those games is, I mean, you just can't overlook that.
Oh, well, you should really say Tyron, because you don't think that there's a humongous drop-off from
there's
Zeke.
Not. There's
and
not.
And at some point in time, you're going to miss your number one.
You are.
You're going to miss your tackle. Look, it was a bad job by the coaching staff. You can see it in all or nothing. But a $28 million quarterback, at some point, and again, it's still early, is going to have to elevate his game past it.
Well, a top five quarterback does. The money is like these guys, guys are making $27 million. They don't deserve to make $27 million. So, like, to me, a top, like, I think we have to kind of look at that differently. Like, forget the money, because whoever's the next free agent's going to get paid. There's top five quarterbacks, and then there's top five paid quarterbacks, and they're not necessarily the same thing.
No doubt.
And, like, Dak's not a top five quarterback. I know that. But he's going to be
Kirk Cousins isn't.
No, but Dak's going to be a top 10 paid quarterback. And that's just the reality of the way the contracts work.
I'm fine with your number 9 or 10 based upon that.
I'd pay him $25 million today. I wouldn't pay him 29.
Okay.
I wouldn't pay him 28.
Roy, you going to pay him 25?
No. Look, if last year had been numbers that you don't even understand. Just stop them, okay? Because you don't understand how they're calculated. You don't know what goes into it. So stop
pretending.
I don't have
to know how it's calculated. People talk about ERA. They can't tell you how it's calculated.
Okay.
There are plenty of people.
Basic math. Make your point, Roy.
Either way. No, I'm not comfortable paying him $25 million based on what I just saw. What I saw was regression. And that is the thing that I'm looking at the most when it comes to my criticism of Dak Prescott. Had last year been his rookie year and his first season been his second year, then I might say, oh, well, he seems to be trending in the right direction. I think $25 million is something I'd be comfortable with. But knowing that he fell off in the way that he did, I then start looking around and I say, is the best way to get the most out of Dak Prescott by investing in all the other positions around him? Because it doesn't seem like giving Dak $25 million is immediately going to make him a better quarterback, and it certainly doesn't seem like giving him $25 million is going to allow you the freedom to supplement him the way he needs to be as he was in his first year.
All right, let's end Kumbaya.
Okay.
Ready? Me and you together. Now, Roy's poll question has 1,250 votes. Would you feel comfortable giving him top 10 money, $25 million plus, based upon what you know now? 1,250 votes, 74% no, 26% yes. The one thing RJ and I will agree on, y'all got to stop. Those of you who are doing it, you got to stop putting Tony Romo in this equation.
Oh, my gosh, let it go.
For God's sake. You Romo lovers who are pissed off at Dak, I want you to know one thing. You're supporting Tony Romo in a wheelchair. Like, I love how that gets conveniently forgotten. And I was for, you know, Romo, if Dak struggled in year one. It was the Tampa game. I still remember it was make or break. Yes, Romo was going to throw them down the field more. That man was going to be crippled. Crippled.
Yeah, Romo's.
He's not entertained. He could have gone to Denver. He could have gone to Houston or some other team that made him an actual legit offer. He was a broken man physically. It's not Dak Prescott's fault that he took Romo's spot. You want to get ticked off? Get mad at Jason Garrett. Get mad at Jerry Jones. Get mad at the football team for running off however straight many wins it was. You got to freaking let it go. Stop.
Yeah, you sound like the pathetic girl who can't get over the guy who left her.
Man, he couldn't play.
Or vice versa.
He could not play. He could not play anymore.
Nope.
Why do you think he went to the broadcast booth?
Well, do you think he couldn't play?
No, he couldn't.
I think the organization, he could have come back last year. Now, granted, yes, he wasn't going to start the season, but when he came back off of injury, we all in this room agree that he could have played had the organization decided we're going back to Tony as the starter.
Yes, right? But what if he got hit one or two more times? And how are you going to stop that type of winning streak you ripped off? Dak did play well in the Green Bay game. They didn't lose that playoff game. Now, maybe it was a bad start. They lost that game because of Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion. And that freaking kicker who hit those two lucky kicks.
Mason.
And that amazing play to the tight end that shall not be named, but
and the Bryce Butler
call. Come on, man, that he was done. Stop.
Washed.
You got to judge Dak for Dak. Judge it for the first two seasons, not for taking Tony Romo's spot. Kumbaya.
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 Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.